Simmons Bank, nominated by Forbes magazine as a top U.S. bank, takes great pride in investing in our friends and neighbors. For more than 100 years, we've worked to make our customers' dreams come true, earning trust with convenient and reliable financial tools, checking and savings accounts, home and consumer loans, small business loans, and low-rate credit cards. Wherever you are on your financial journey, we're there with you every step of the way. Simmons Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Subject to credit approval.
Ah, traffic.
Right.
This wagon commute is killing me. Mm. You mind if I turn on your old radio?
Oh, this song again. I swear they play the same three chants on every station.
At this rate, it's going to take a fortnight to get to work.
Well, just be glad you don't need to fill up. I mean, have you seen the price of hay?
Mm-hmm.
Throughout history, people have always hated to commute. That's why Monster lets you search work from home jobs. Find your job at monster.com or download the app.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet. The faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
Back at halftime, it's 28-14 here at Bomber Stadium. We'll talk about halftime stats coming up here in just a little bit. We're joined at halftime by Mountain Home Cross Country Coach Will Norris. And how are you, Will?
You've been all right.
Haven't seen you since about this time last year, have I?
That's right, yep.
We were just talking before we got on the air, and boy, it was a fun year last year, both your teams. You got one state title and just missed another one, didn't you?
That's right, yep. It was a good year.
Tell us about down there at Hot Springs last year in the state finals.
Yeah, going into it, we really felt like we had done everything possible that we could to lead into it. And honestly, when it came down to it, I think both teams ran their best possible races. Our girls came out on top for the second year in a row in a really tight race, and our boys just barely fell short for the second year in a row. But we were very proud of the kids. I think the kids felt very accomplished with what they had done, and we didn't feel like we could have done anything different. So
you're going into this year. You had a chance last night to have your kids out running, some members of the community run. How'd that go last night at ASU?
Yeah, it was a blast. Anytime we can get the community involved, we really enjoy doing that, and it's always a fun way to start our season. ASU is letting us host our cross-country meets again at their campus. We love our course there, and ASU is just very hospitable. They're great. And, it was good. We had a good showing. Some very good early season results. Everybody seems to be feeling good, and I think a lot of kids were very proud of the way they're starting their seasons.
I know other teams, when you hold your meet here, hated our course out here behind the high school.
That's right. We so, loved it.
You were used to it, yes. Yep. So how does the course at ASU-MH compare to what you were used to running here behind the high school?
Honestly, it's I guess for two things. It is a little bit easier, but it's not pancake flat either. It still feels like a very true cross-country course. Cross-country shouldn't be easy. But in the same sense, I think it is very spectator-friendly, and it accommodates larger field sizes, so it gives us an opportunity to grow our meet, which we were able to do last year. We want to keep doing that, and again, just kind of make it more enjoyable for spectators as well and parents.
Well, let's talk about the teams. Let's start with the girls. Talk about what you expect out of them this year.
Yeah, definitely. I think our girls have put in as good or even better a summer than ever, I think. We lost some really good seniors last year, but everybody has just stepped up. Seniors that we have, we've got returning. We'll have first-year Erica Kruger, who's had a great summer, and we look for her to be one of our top runners. Kayla McMaster, a senior. I think she's going to do some great things this year. She's had a great summer. And then we've kind of got a range after that. Junior Whitney Wilbur is in great shape. Mackenzie Clark is in great shape. Aaron Smith, rising sophomore, almost all-state as a freshman last year. So, we've got some good supporting members that have really stepped up. Second-year runner Monica Chaffin's had a good summer, so I think they're all in good shape. That's what the course said yesterday, and that doesn't lie. And so we're all very excited to see where their season goes.
Talking with Will Norris, the Bombers' cross-country coach. Talk about the boys' team.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, we lost some, you know, we lost a state champion last year in Andrew Westfall, but luckily we did return the third place finisher and the, you know, first returning senior in Kai Bickford. Hendrix Hughes was all state last year. He returns, and we got senior Ty Lawrence that'll be up there, and William Hill, who had an incredible track season. We're excited to see how that translates into cross country. Those guys have had great summers, and I think what makes our boys team really exciting is we've got maybe the best depth we've had in a really long time, and we don't know who that fifth runner is going to be, but it could be any one of about five or six guys, and I'd say all of those guys have put in a ton of work this summer and have enjoyed doing it together.
You've got your home meet when, in October?
Yes, yeah, in October. We have our so our home meet is going to be October 15th at our ASU course for the second year in a row. That'll be a Saturday morning meet. And then actually the week before that, October 8th, is our 5K fundraiser, our Run with the Bulls that we've been doing for a long time.
Yes.
And, you know, we'd like to invite everybody in the community to come out and join us. There's a one-mile fun run if a 5K is not for you. And, you know, just come out and walk, jog, do whatever you want. Just kind of come out and enjoy a 5K with us, and we'd love to have you.
Do you have like a quarter-mile fun walk?
No, nothing that sure. It's still got to be running.
When do you get the season started, Will?
Yeah, we actually so last night was our practice meet, and then just under 2 weeks on September 8th, we'll go to Willow Springs, and that's our season opener, and then we'll keep rolling from there.
You get up there with Willow Springs and West Plains. That's about as tough as competition.
That's right.
As you'll face
yeah,
each
yeah,
year,
yeah,
isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. We've had a long time, very fun rivalry with West Plains. Uh-huh. You know, we don't compete against each other in the off season. We actually just did a training run with them a little over a week ago. We actually went to West Plains,
uh-huh.
And we always enjoy competing against them, practicing with them. It's a fun relationship that we've got. They're a great program.
I heard you ran last night. Did you run?
I did run.
And how did it go?
It went well. Kai Bickford gave me all I could handle, but I was able to get the win. So
you can't lose. You know, but you never hear the end of that, would you?
No. We gotta keep that up as long as I can. I'm sure somebody will get me one of these days, but I'll try to prolong that.
Enjoy it while you can, yes.
That's right.
Well, hey, we appreciate the time.
You bet, anytime.
All right, Will Norris, the Bombers cross-country coach. We'll take a break. We'll have Matt check scores for us around the state when we continue. It's 28-14, Nettleton with the lead over Mountain Home at halftime. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Do you want to get the most for your home? Hi, I'm Heather Hendricks.
And I'm John Shaw. Here's a trick every homeowner should learn. Declutter and deep clean. It's that simple.
Lots of open spaces, simple decorations, and clean counters make your home look like you love it.
When you believe your home has value, buyers believe it too.
Call the Ozarks team. Find us at enjoytheozarks.com.
The Ozarks team, Century 21 Limac Realty, 1024 Highway 62B East in Mountain Home, Arkansas.
Poultry is the leading agricultural industry in Arkansas, and the Poultry Federation is the voice to promote it. Did you know that the industry provides 170,000 jobs in our state? In fact, over 6,500 farms in Arkansas produce some type of poultry. And in 2020, the poultry industry provided $3.7 billion of the total agricultural cash receipts. From providing scholarships to protecting interest at the state capitol, the Poultry Federation is the proud voice of the poultry industry.
Ah, traffic.
Right.
This wagon commute is killing me. Mm. You mind if I turn on your old radio?
Oh, this song again. I swear they play the same three chants on every station.
At this rate, it's going to take a fortnight to get to work.
Well, just be glad you don't need to fill up. I mean, have you seen the price of hay?
Mm-hmm.
Throughout history, people have always hated to commute. That's why Monster lets you search work-from-home jobs. Find your job at monster.com or download the app.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet. The faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
And we welcome you back into the Ozarks team at Century 21 Lee Mack Realty Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Right now it is Mountain Home trailing in Nettleton by a score of 28-14. The Bombers will receive the second half kickoff. Before we look at some of the other football scores around the state and the area, I do want to let you know over on KTLO AM, they're through 3.5 innings, and right now the St. Louis Cardinals are trailing the Atlanta Braves by a score of 2-1. All right, let's take a look at what all is going on in the 6A West tonight. Second quarter, Greenbrier is trailing Farmington by a score of 28-7. Russellville playing at Morrilton this evening, and we have yet to see a score update on that game. Pulaski Academy, who's ranked 6th in the state overall, number 1 in Class 6A, is up on Jyoti Robinson by a count of 20-14 in the second quarter. The Senators ranked 2nd in Class 5A. Little Rock Christian, who's ranked 4th in Class 6A. Last score we had, they were up on Little Rock Central 7-0. Solemn Springs trailing Heritage 9-0 in Rogers. That was the last score we had from the second quarter. Greenwood, who's ranked 7th in the state overall and number 2 in Class 6A, is losing to Stillwater, Oklahoma 28-14 at halftime. And Lake Hamilton, who is ranked number 5 in Class 6A, playing at Hot Springs Lakeside this evening, and it is the Wolves up on the Rams 34-13 at the break. There was one final from Tuesday night in the conference. It was Van Buren losing to Alma 27-7. On the local level, have not seen a score update yet on the game between Yellow Summit and Baptist Prep. Same thing on the game between Salem and Earl. Haven't seen an update on that one either. Nor have we seen an update on the game between Melbourne and Bald Knob. Harrison playing at Springdale this evening. Game is at halftime. The Goblins are tied with the Bulldogs at 7 apiece. On the 8-man level, a few area teams playing tonight. Izzard County hosting Mountain View, who is ranked 3rd in Classes 4A, 3A. Haven't seen a score update on that game. Also haven't seen a score update on the game between Marshall and Rector. Rector currently ranked 3rd in Class 2A, 1A. In the Arkansas Sports Media Top 10 games that I haven't yet mentioned, number 3, North Little Rock, playing at Little Rock Catholic this evening. Haven't seen an update on that one. Charging Wildcats also ranked 3rd in Class 6A, or Class 7A, excuse me. Bentonville, who's number 4 overall and in Class 7A, playing at home this evening and leading Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, 21-17 at halftime. Fayetteville, who's number 5 overall and in Class 7A, last score we had, they were trailing number 8 Cabot 7-0. And number 9 Bentonville West up on Tulsa Washington from Oklahoma 7-0 in the second quarter. One game still come to tomorrow in the top 10, and that is between Bryant and Benton, the Salt Bowl at War Memorial Stadium in Little Rock. Bryant number 1 overall and in Class 7A. Benton number 10 overall and number 3 in Class 6A. Conway is idle this week. They are ranked 2nd in overall rankings and in Class 7A. We've already gone through all the Class 7A and Class 6A top 5 rankings. In the Class 5A top 5, one final from last night. And it was number 1, Little Rock Parkview over Harbor from Springdale, 48-26. Number 4, Camden Fairview, playing at home tonight against Arkadelphia. Let's see if we got an update on that game this evening. Nothing as of yet. Arkadelphia ranked number 1 in Class 4A. And number 5, Wynn, is up on Marion 14-10 in the second quarter. Number 3, Shiloh Christian, is idle this week. In the Class 4A top 5 games I haven't yet mentioned, number 2, Warren, playing at number 3, Stuttgart. Right now it is the Lumberjacks up on the Rice Birds 21-10 at halftime. 5th-ranked Ozark up on Clarksville 28-14 at the brink. Number 4, Ashdown, is idle this week. In the Class 3A top 5, one final from Tuesday. Number 1, Prescott, defeated Bismarck 47-28. It was right now number 2, Boonville, is up on Dollarway. That's the last score we had, 15-0 in the first quarter. 4th-ranked Hoxie playing at home tonight against Truman. Haven't seen an update on that one as of yet. And number 5, Glen Rose, playing at Crossett this evening. Glen Rose up 15-7 at the break. Number 3, Charleston, is idle this week. In the Class 2A Top 5 games, number 1, Hazen, playing at Mariana tonight. And I have not seen an update on that one as of yet. Number 4, Hector, tied with Mark Tree, 12-all at halftime. Number four, Poen is actually ranked tied for 5th in Class 2A with East Poinsett County, who's idle this week. Poen losing to Magnet Cove 24-16. Two others in the top 5 are idle this week. They are number 2, Des Arc, and number 3, Mount Ida. Let's look at what else is going on in the state and the area. We'll get you back to Brad and Tobias in just a moment. Our score at halftime, Nelton up on Mountain Home 28-14. You're listening to the Ozarks team at Century 21 Lee Mack Realty Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
There is no one that knows the Twin Lakes area better than a local realtor. Local realtors know all the best neighborhoods. A local realtor can find the best properties that fit into your local search criteria and when it comes to real estate. Baxter Real Estate Company is the name all locals know. As part of the Twin Lakes community, Baxter Real Estate Company has local realtors who not only love this area, but truly know it too. When you need a real estate company, you need Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors.
I'm here with the shooter, Pat Bradley, for Saracen Casino Resort.
There's Vegas, and then there's Vegas, Arkansas style. Experience all the fun and games of 2,000 slots, 45 table games, poker, and world-class dining right here at Arkansas's favorite place to win, Saracen Casino.
Just like you're shooting, Pat, Saracen is so pure.
You know what they say, if you can actually do it, it ain't bragging.
Join us at Saracen Casino Resort, only 40 minutes from Little Rock.
Gambling problem? Call 800-522-4700.
Halftime, 28-14. It's Mountain Home trailing Nettleton at the break. Our halftime stats, courtesy of the Baxter Bulletin. Mountain Home with 199 yards of offense. Nettleton with 327. Mountain Home passing. Barnett, 6 of 17 through the air for 74 yards. One interception. That wasn't his fault. It went off, hit the receiver, and bounced up. Maddox for Nettleton, 7 of 11 through the air, 195 yards. Rushing, Mountain Home, 125 yards on the ground. Barnett, 10 carries for 63. Chenoweth, 12 carries for 62 yards, couple of TDs. Nettleton led by Cortez Smith, 6 carries for 63 yards. Smith has 100 yards receiving as well on 3 catches, and Thompson has 3 catches for 81 yards. Of course, 2 big plays in that first half for Nettleton. Back-to-back plays, 80-yard touchdown pass and a 67-yard touchdown pass. Bombers down 14 at halftime. We'll see what kind of adjustments they can make and what they can do here in the second half. They'll receive the opening kickoff to get the second half started. We've got the second half coming up next year. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Driving happy with Febreze Car.
You're driving home when, oh no, you hit the longest red light in town. What's this? You're smiling because your car smells amazing. You just installed a Febreze Car vent clip. Ha ha! 5 weeks ago, with up to 40 days of consistent Febreze scent, those lights can stay red for as long as they'd like.
Free happy Febreze. La 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 la.